All right. What's up, everybody? Nate Dotson here. I've got Chad Dotson with me, the handsome older brother. We're going to do a quick series recap from the Reds Brewers series that just wrapped up. Chad, you ready to go into this?
I cannot wait. I'm excited. I love it.
Well, guess what? The Reds were swept again. They were outscored during the series 34-12, and it was never very pretty. The first game, Red Legs lost 6-3, which is downright pleasant compared to what happened the rest of the series.
Unfortunately, that's a barn burner.
Yeah, man, just down to the wire. Unfortunately, Tyler Mahle had another rough outing. He was having command issues on his way to giving up 5 runs, 4 of which were earned in 3.1 innings of work. The poor guy, he's had a rough start so far. Hopefully the Pirates are going to be the cure for what ails him when his spot in the rotation comes back around. You know, if only he could pitch against the Reds, right?
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I feel bad about Tyler Mahle. He's going to come around, but yeah, I mean, you know, he's been unlucky in some spots, and he's also, yeah, he's missed his spots, and he's not been the Tyler Mahle we're accustomed to. And we saw that again against Milwaukee, and it's frustrating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess the only bright spots in the game were Tommy Pham had 3 hits, just a triple shy of the cycle. Mike Moustakas had 2 hits, inexplicably looking solid since his return from the IL.
Can I just say solid offensively?
Yeah, that's a good point. Very, very good point. Those two Reds legends responsible for 5 of the team's 6 hits on the day. Put that down. The bullpen, both Alexis Diaz and Jeff Hoffman. Seriously, that Jeff Hoffman combined for 3.1 innings of no run ball. 5 strikeouts. Looking good. But the rest of the game was not great.
Yeah, you know, Jeff Hoffman's a guy that we've poked some fun at here on the show over the years for good reason. But, hey, no arguments with him. He's pitched very well, 9 appearances so far this year, 1.88 ERA. And Alexis Diaz looks like a legit big league pitcher, just 25. You know, I mean, small sample size and all that. But he's one of the few guys in that bullpen that have really looked the part. And nothing bad to say about Alexis Diaz. Plus, I like that name for some reason. Alexis Diaz.
It's almost like they flip strengths and weaknesses with last year's squad. The bullpen's actually got some reason for optimism.
Right, in the starting rotation, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, there was another game in the series. In game 2, some random assortment of allegedly professional baseball players jumped out to a 2-0 lead, top of the first, and naturally proceeded to get slaughtered 18-4. Vladimir Gutierrez, a guy who will likely not be on the major league roster much longer, gave up 7 runs in 4.1 innings. That jumped his ERA up to 8.86. Actually didn't raise it that much, if you can believe that. I don't know if you know this about the ERA, but that specific stat, lower, is in fact better. That's what you should do. Darby Moretta came in relief, stunk up the joint. Buck Farmer followed him up, stunk it up a little bit worse. Somehow, those two were not the worst pitchers on the day, because Lucas Sims, who we all believe is a pretty talented pitcher, outdid all of them, gave up 5 earned runs in less than an inning. So, another beautiful day at the ballpark.
You know, that's the game where I was thinking just – you know, the Reds lose all these games, but man, you said earlier the 6-3 game in the first game of the series. That's a close one, and it's true. These games are not even. It's not like the Reds are unlucky and they're, you know, losing 1-run games. They are getting blown out of the water, and that was just a tough one. Well, they've all been tough, but yeah, 18-4, and it's just embarrassing. You know, so yeah, I don't know what you do. You got to laugh.
You feel bad for the guys, Tommy Pham and Moose. Had another solid days, 2 more solid days at the dish once again. That's pretty much all the good that I have to say about that game. Ryan Rowdy Tellez, who is a real-life person and not a made-up heavyweight UFC fighter, did most of the damage for the Brew Crew, going 4-for-6 with 2 home runs and a Brewers record 8 ribeye steaks against our beloved Reds. Now, the pitchers continued a season-long trend, issued 9 walks on the day. Sometimes, guys, this game just stinks, and Wednesday was one of those days.
I have no further comment.
I don't blame you.
I don't want to think about that game ever again.
Game three, it started out with a bang. The boys put up a three spot in the top of the first, thanks to a hit by TJ Friedel that no one saw coming because, you know, it was TJ Friedel. That was followed by a walk Tommy Pham and a two-run single for Riverfront favorite Tyler Stevenson, his first hit since returning from the IL. Unfortunately, the lead was short-lived after noted speedball thrower Hunter Green, who did seem to have his velocity back, if you're looking for a silver lining, gave up back-to-back dingers in the bottom half of the inning. He did his part to dispel all those rumors about the dead in baseball, giving up three more long balls in his 2 2/3 of work. I don't know. He's just asking the guys to come out of an 8-3 hole in the third inning. It's going to be tough to do any day of the week. He struck out 7, hit a really weird stat line. So there's that.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk more about Hunter Green in our weekly episode. So make sure you're subscribed to the feed so you get the weekly episode. We'll have more discussion about Hunter Green. But, yeah, you know, again, it's a situation where Reds jump out to a lead, and almost immediately they're getting destroyed. And it's just, you know, Hunter Green, he's still a kid. Don't give up on him. But it was rough, and we'll try to analyze that a little bit more later.
Yeah. The only real bright spot, Tyler Stevenson came back. He had a home run. I think he had 2 hits on the day. Just kind of picking up where he left off before he went on the IL, which was nice. Phil Castellini's Reds.
Can I just say quickly, Tyler Stevenson's the best player on this team right now.
Yep.
He's the best player on this team.
If we can keep that fella healthy, he's going to be a bona fide star. Phil Castellini's Reds are now a robust 3-22 to begin the 2022 season. 1-20 since his word vomit before the home opener in Cincy. At this point, I guess you just have to laugh. I mean, feel bad for the players, but I got to admit, I do get sort of a twisted pleasure with the thought of Phil going full on like ostrich with his head buried in the sand. That's kind of all that's keeping me going right now.
Every time they lose, I just, in my head, I think, what's Phil doing right now? And that it lifts me a little bit.
Yeah. For the series, we have to do our good and bad. Tommy Pham went 5-for-10 in the series. Tyler Stevenson, like we said, rebounded from a tough Tuesday with a 2-for-4 day, including that dinger. Moustakas went 5-for-11, defying all expectations. And then the aforementioned Alexis Diaz and Jeff the Hoffman were fantastic out of the bullpen. The bad, just the rest of it. Everything else was bad. It was really bad. He started pitching. It's been brutal. Kyle Farmer hasn't gotten a hit since he was my series stud a couple weeks ago. So sorry, Reds fans. I think it was my fault. I don't know. Just all kind of stinks.
It's all bad, but I don't know. For some reason, it's funny, and it really shouldn't be funny. But come on, it's sports, and the way everything's coalesced, it's. I want the Reds to win, but I don't know. I'm getting a perverse pleasure. I feel bad about saying that here, but I think I've established my Reds bona fides, right? I'm a Reds fan, but I don't know. If you're going to lose big.
Right. Make it entertaining for somebody. Some right. Not so random thoughts. Almost everyone that I do enjoy watching on this team has gone on the IL. I mean, at least Alejo Lopez gets to hang out with the big leaguers for a few extra days, I reckon. Brewer San Martin sent back down to Louisville, where hopefully, fingers crossed, he sorts it all out, gets his confidence back, and gets back to Cincy soon. And then, we really missed that Luis Castillo guy, and fortunately, it looks like he's going to be back around next week, which is exciting. I guess we got to pick a series stud and a series dud. We're going to give it to Tommy Pham. We don't feel good about it. Hit 500 for the series, had a bomb, made a couple slick plays in the outfield, but stud is becoming a very loose term that we're throwing around here. You know, we had this idea before all the stink. Now we're sticking with it for better or worse. Series dud, another week, another red starter. Vladimir Gutierrez, 7 earned, 4.1 innings, just not going to cut it. Get it right, young guy. Like, we believe in you, but it's been rough so far. Up next, the Pittsburgh Pirates come to town for 4 games, including a doubleheader on Saturday, I believe. There was a time when Reds fans looked forward to a Pirates series as a way to get some wins, but I think the roles have reversed. Gross.
I'm just looking forward to an opportunity to be able to make up some ground on fifth place, you know. It's our shot to really move up in the standings, or at least get closer moving up. We can't actually move up, but get closer to it.
Hey, you got to play for something. Either way, it's a long way until October, Reds fans, and we're here to laugh through the pain with you. So until next time, this is Nate, the Handsome Guy's Chad. We'll talk soon.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.